everyone to say in the locker room. And, well, first off, congratulations on the win tonight. Did you see what you wanted to see from your girls tonight?
I mean, I don't know if you're ever if it ever goes that way, right? I mean, clearly, you know, you try to knock some of the rust off a little bit. You know, I don't know that our effort and our level of intensity as far as playing the game was there for the amount of minutes that you kind of hoped it would be, but you never know what to expect. Obviously, giving up 22 offensive rebounds, you know, to those guys is not something that, you know, we want to be able to do and let that happen. So we have to get that cleaned up. But that's the reason we're playing these games, Greg, is to try to get ourselves back into playing, you know, playing basketball, get into game mode, and, you know, make our players realize and get their attention that, hey, we got MIAA games starting on Saturday. We got to be ready for those. Those are big ones that count, especially on the road. So I think all in all, I mean, you hope the game kind of does, you know, what you hoped it did.
Well, I saw the practice yesterday morning, and it was a rusty practice. And what I saw tonight looked like some of that rust got knocked off, and you were able to knock down 12 threes tonight.
Yeah, I mean, it was still, 30%. I mean, we made 12 of 39. You know, 36, 37% is really like the goal for us, 35% if we can get to that point. But 30% is better than 25. And that's where we've been, you know, recently. And so Treasure shot it better. Faith shot it better from the three-point line. Obviously, Kylie made a couple too as well. And Liz got a couple there late also. So, you know, from that perspective, you know, we're able to see the ball go in the basket. It's a little bit better. Hopefully that continues to get better.
And you also wanted to get some of the players who don't normally see a lot of playing time. And Kylie Shear saw a lot of playing time. I thought it had a solid game. 13 points. Stevie Stinchcomb, we've seen her a little bit. Christina Walsh got some playing time. Elizabeth Milligan got onto the floor and finished with 8 points.
Yeah, no, it's good to get those guys some minutes. I mean, those guys are in a tough spot. It's just so hard sometimes to be able to, you know, obviously get everybody in there and play everybody. So those kids, they come to practice every day. They work hard every day. And when you don't get an opportunity to play a whole lot of minutes all the time and everybody else does, it can get kind of frustrating for you. And, you know, for them to be able to get on the floor and get some, you know, get some minutes tonight in front of a home crowd and be able to, you know, make some shots and do some things and get some rebounds and have some assists and those kind of things, you know, it's good for them. And, you know, hopefully it just keeps them going. They're such a good group. They're good people. They work really hard. They do a good job for, like, a lot of our scout stuff that we have to do and they have to go through. And, you know, and then when they finally get an opportunity, you like to see them have some success. And I thought that they all had a little bit of success tonight.
And you're going to have enough stuff on film because Bethel did maybe expose a few things tonight. They were able to get the ball up the floor. I don't know if the press was designed to really keep them from really getting the ball up the floor, but you did come up with enough steals, and they were able to take advantage of a few opportunities. And then, of course, you mentioned the rebounding, and that's going to be a challenge, I think, all season long.
Well, I mean, you think it would be, and then there's games like against Missouri Western, who's the best, one of the best offensive rebounding teams in the league, and we win that game, you know, rebounding wise. And it's kind of funny how it works sometimes with our team. I don't really understand a lot of times, you know, why we give up some of the rebounds we give up, and why in other games we don't, or why we can go get some offensive rebounds, and sometimes we do, and sometimes we don't. But it's definitely, you know, rebounding is definitely something that's always key for us. I mean, we got to make sure we win the turnover battle. That's number one, too, as well. And we try to balance out the turnover battle by giving up maybe some of the rebounds, because when you're playing zone, you're not necessarily checking a man. And so, you know, obviously there's some opportunity there to get rebounds. And a lot of times you're playing in zone and the teams are taking, you know, three-point shots or shots from the perimeter. And so it's like, you know, long shot, long rebound. So you got to have your upper level, your guards at the top got to come back and come rebound it too as well. So, I mean, there's just a lot to it. But it's got to be cleaner. You know what I mean, it's got to be better. And that's something that if we don't get cleaned up against the, you know, really, really good teams in the MIAA, they'll take advantage of you.
Well, you told your team today after the shoot-around to respect the game, and I thought your girls did that tonight.
Well, I appreciate it, Greg. Thank you. Yeah, I mean, our number was kind of 50. We wanted to try to hold them to 50. We held them to 58. We wanted to try to just give up about four offensive rebounds there in the second half, or five offensive rebounds, no more than that. I think we gave up 11, so, you know, they got six more than that. So we'll do a little conditioning tomorrow, take care of those kind of things, and then get ourselves ready for Newman on Saturday.
Well, as you mentioned, MIAA play begins in earnest. You have four games to play in about 8 days. beginning with Newman, and then a trip to Central Oklahoma, then home games against Lincoln and Central Missouri. And I guess it's a good thing that you don't have to worry about school.
Yeah, no school. And like I said, I think we talked earlier, like, I mean, they'd rather be playing games this time of year anyway, so it's kind of easy to come in and be able to, like, just to put a game plan in, give them a scout. This is what we got to do. And then you got to go out and play, and you got to produce. And, you know, we need our key players to be able to play well. We need them to have some success, and we need them to be able to, you know, contribute some big points for us. I mean, we need people. We need 20 points from Faith. You know, we got 20 points from her tonight. We need that kind of production from her. I mean, we got to have that efficiency that she played with tonight. I mean, we need that. You know, we need to have at least three people every game that can come in and give some scoring, some double-figure scoring for us. Like, that's what we got to have. And, you know, the good teams have at least three, and that's what we got to have.
You know, I'm looking at the stat sheet and looking at the plus-minuses from this game. Treasure Job has a plus 24. Victoria Price has a plus 23. But Kylie Shear comes off the bench and gives you a plus 21 effort tonight.
Yeah, I mean, when she's on the floor, obviously the game moved well for her, and it moved well for the team, and the ball moved during that time, and I mean, it's good to see. I mean, we need that kind of production,
and that's kind of, in my mind, kind of shows that the rest is being knocked off by this team, because they're showing that, hey, we can get the ball up and down the floor. We got some young players that can knock down some shots, and these are some players who in the future are going to be relied on, and the future might be this weekend.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you never know. We tell our team all the time, like, you always got to be ready. You never know when your number is going to be called, so make sure that you're, you know, mentally staying engaged. You got to make sure you're staying positive with your teammates. I mean, there's going to be some games whenever you're going to play good, and, you know, your teammates need to lift you up and keep you going, and there's going to be some games when you don't play good and your teammates are going to have to pick you up. And, you know, that happens for us. And so, you know, we need our teammates to make sure they do that. There are some players that didn't play their best tonight, so our teammates got to pick them up. And there were some that had great games, and they got to keep building those guys up.
Well, Coach, congratulations on the win tonight. Have a good practice tomorrow. We'll talk to you before Saturday's game at Newman.
All right, we'll do. Sounds good. Thanks, Greg.
That's Emporia State Lady Hornet Coach Toby Wynn. The Lady Hornets won it tonight 98-58 over the Bethel Threshers. We'll continue with more on our Prairie Land Partners postgame show right after this timeout. This is Hornet Basketball on Mix 104.9.
Drinks are just a beginning.